There are 29 engines on site, 4 bulldozers and 4 helicopters assisting the 5 crews that work around the clock.
It's going to take an awful lot of water to keep the fire from spreading any quicker or further than it is right now.
Fire Information Officer John Bearer is at the command center.
If we get a wind event, I could easily blow some fire that's just sitting and smoldering into something that's burning pretty quick and getting pretty hot.
The area in southeast Virginia didn't get the kind of help from scattered thunderstorms they were hoping for, and they're still pumping water into the swamp from Lake Drummond.
I think we're pretty sure we've drawn down the lake about 4 inches on what we've been pulling out to try and flood this fire out.
With a major tropical storm possibly heading toward the U.S., Bearer said,
we don't want any problems from that. We just want a nice, easy, steady rain from the edge of the hurricane that stayed out in the ocean somewhere.
Smoke from the fire continues to present traffic problems in the Suffolk area, including along major highways into Portsmouth, Norfolk, and Virginia Beach. John Ogle, WCVE News.